This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh,
video.
If they had a been like me.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Hello, everybody. Once again, a huge welcome to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Thanks so much for being here. Lovely of you to share part of your Tuesday evening with me. It is the 16th of November. I can't believe that. When you say it's only about 6 weeks until Christmas, that's ludicrous. But it's true. But yes, 16th of November, loads of stuff going on. And quite frankly, who cares what wacky holidays it is today? Why am I saying that? You know that goes against the grain with much of what goes on regularly on this programme. How can I suddenly not care about wacky holidays on a particular date? Well, it's finally come to a head. Regular listeners may remember that a few months back we had the Chocolate Bar World Cup, which was won by the formerly known as Cadbury's Caramel, now known as Dairy Milk Caramel. That was proven to be the show that goes like this, favourite chocolate bar across the nation. Then you screamed, you begged, you beseeched, but I did another poll anyway. And we've had the World Cup of Soft Drinks, otherwise known as the Soft Drink World Cup, which is basically saying the same thing the other way round. And the Soft Drink World Cup will be coming to a head tonight. I'll let you into a little bit of a secret. I was expecting it to have already been completed, but shockingly, the Soft Drink World Cup has gone into extra time. I'll explain exactly how after the opening track of the show. All the tracks you're going to hear tonight are related to drinks in some way or another. There aren't that many tracks, famously, about soft drinks. There are quite a lot about alcoholic drinks, which is bizarre, but when you think about the world of music, popular music, rock music, and the characters that perform that music, maybe it makes sense. Anyway, if you enjoy soft drinks, or non-soft drinks, hard drinks, so to say, then you want to find a venue that does them cheaply. You want to enjoy some kind of happy hour, don't you? Here are the House Martins.
And if you don't win, then you've lost. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. To speak a different language and it's never something I'm bringing. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never something I'm bringing. No, oh, oh, oh. It's another night up with a boss. Following in footsteps overgrown by moss. And it's us, me. The women going cheese. And if you catch them right, they will land upon the knees. Where they open all the wallets and they close all the minds and they love to buy you all a drink. And as we ask all the questions, and you take all your clothes off and back to the kitchen sink. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. You speak a different language and it's never something I'm to me. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never something I'm to me. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never something I'm to me. Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
Something I'm to me.
Don't believe it.
Something I'm to me.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the House Martins and Happy Hour to get us going musically tonight on the show that goes like this. It's the final of the Soft Drink World Cup. To celebrate that, all the tracks you hear this evening are related to drinks or drinking in some way or another. And thanks to the fabulous Sherelle Timmins who suggested the House Martins to open the show. You've got your track on the airwaves tonight, Sherelle. Well done. That's what happens. You get in touch with me on social media in the run-up to the show or during the show. Very often I will give you a shout out as thanks for bothering. And lots of people have bothered tonight to send tracks that relate to the world of drinks or drinking. It's a popular topic, I think it's fair to say, and controversial as well, that we don't yet have a winner of the Soft Drink World Cup, although the voting on Twitter did finish it should have been about a couple of hours ago. Which did happen, and nobody was expecting this. It wasn't like there were no votes that came in. There were quite a few votes that came in, and it ended up neck and neck on Twitter. I literally couldn't believe it. The final voting between the two finalists of the Soft Drink World Cup, Dr. Pepper and Cherry Coke, on the final poll result on Twitter, which has been active for 5 days, was 50-50. Yes, exactly 50-50. Not even a Brexit-style 48.2 and 51.8 or whatever. No, dead heat. 50-50. Yes, that has happened. How do we resolve this? I'm sure you will be desperate to know. Well, I have resorted back to Facebook. So it's shared to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page and my personal Ben Simmons profile as well. A picture of my avatar with some flames behind of anger that the final poll ended up a draw, and the request for all my listeners now to comment below, and it's extra time in the Soft Drink World Cup final. So the request on my Facebook page literally says, Soft Drink World Cup final has gone to extra time. Comment below with your preference of Dr. Pepper or Cherry Coke. I will manually count the votes that come in. You have to comment below. Liking it's no good. There has to be a comment for one or the other. Dr. Perrier. Yeah, now that'd be good. Mixing Dr. Pepper and Perrier water. I'd like it. And Cherry Coke. Dr. Pepper or Cherry Coke. Yes, they're similar. Yes, they're sort of Coke-tasting cherry drinks, really. Dr. Pepper's slightly different, though. It's got a different blend of spices with it, surely. All right, maybe they're not spices. I haven't looked at the ingredients in that much detail, okay? But anyway, whether you prefer Dr. Pepper or Cherry Coke, please comment on Facebook beneath the post with my angry-looking avatar so we can get a result. If this goes to a draw by the end of the show, there will be the sheer ridiculousness of having a Soft Drink World Cup that's run for about 3 months on this station and drawing lots to decide the winner. Very similar drinks have made it to the final. I understand it's going to be difficult to separate them. Let's do it tonight, lovely leghead listeners. If you tuned in right now, get yourself to my Ben Simmons Facebook page and just comment below the flames and my avatar asking you to comment. Do it. Then we will get a result. A couple of people have done it already. Thank you very much for that. Let's have some more music while I calm down. And thanks to Siobhan Roxburgh, we're now going to hear Blur's Coffee and TV.
One of many zeros kicked around. Phoenix FM.
Blur's Fabulous Coffee and TV there. It took a while to finish, but it's finished. Fabulous. So, what's going on the show that goes like this tonight? If you've just joined us, where the heck have you been for 15 minutes? Well, yes, it's the final of the Soft Drink World Cup. I was expecting it to have been over, but oh no. It's not over. It's gone into extra time. The poll running on Twitter was a draw. Somehow, with numerous votes that have come in, it's ended 50-50 exactly. So, the extra time has been moved from Twitter to Facebook. There is a poll on my profile, a sort of unofficial poll, if you like, because it's become extremely difficult to run a poll on Facebook, particularly just from a personal page. I've done it on my personal page and just put a post asking people to comment below with their preference of Dr. Pepper or Cherry Coke. And we will get a resolution one way or another before the end of the show tonight to find out the show that goes like this, UK's favourite soft drink. Will it be Dr. Pepper? Will it be Cherry Coke? It'll be one of those two. And while we come to terms with that, all the tracks you're going to hear, many of which have been suggested by you fabulous Legend listeners, relate to the world of drinks or drinking in some way or another. Yes, the World Cup is soft drink related. The track list is most certainly not just soft drink related. Having said that, I'm going to share with you some information on YouGov's website about the most popular beverages in the whole of the UK according to their polling system. Will it match up with mine? Interesting. In 20th place, with 57% popularity on their vote, I'm not quite sure how they've worked this out, but anyway, are whites number 20. I guess that includes lemonade predominantly, but maybe other things as well. At number 19, also with 57%, but slightly higher than our whites, Volvic Mineral Water. There's a shocker. Mineral water featuring in this list. Number 18, with 59% popularity, Twinings. Twinings Tea. See, there's a lot of varieties, so you can understand why it might sell very well. Yes. Number 17 on this list, Sprite. Yes, very popular. Basically, lemonade-flavoured drink, isn't it? Sprite was in the Soft Drink World Cup and sadly didn't make it anywhere near the final. But yes, Sprite number 17 on this list. And at number 16, with 60% popularity, Nescafe. Nescafe coffee. Again, there's a lot to choose from. There's your gold blend. There's your classic Nescafe. There's the sachets they do now. There's the Nescafe 3-in-1 little things that you get. They're small sachets, small thin sachets, aren't they? The 3-in-1 one that's already got the milk powder in it as well. There's five of the top 20. I'm going to play another track and draw this out as long as I can. So we'll finish off that throughout the next few tracks. But there we go. I'm surprised. R. White's, Volvic, Twining, Sprite and Nescafe in a YouGov poll. You'll be surprised at the winner. I pretty much guarantee. Now, thanks to the legendary Colin McGregor, here's a track that causes controversy. It's about drinks, though. Khalees, Milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
You want it?
Thank you.
clutch if you're smart.
La, 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 la.
FM.
Kelis and Milkshake. Apparently it's not about something as simple as a milkshake. But anyway, hope your Tuesday is treating you well. Hope the 16th of November has been fabulous for you. It's been pretty decent for me so far, and it's lovely to be here bringing you this show once again tonight. And I'm going to carry on going through this YouGov poll of most popular beverages in the UK just to see if it matches up remotely with the Soft Drink World Cup here on the show that goes like this. Votes are coming in for the final. I will tell you at the moment, Cherry Coke is in the lead in extra time. Could all change if you want to cast your vote. Ben Simmons, my page on Facebook, you've got a comment below the fire poll. The fire post with my avatar in front of it asking you to comment beneath it. Do just that and your vote will count. If you don't do that, it won't count. Simple as that. Right, now, we did the top 5 of 20. Well, we did 20 to 16, if you like. So in 15th place on this YouGov poll, again, more mineral water. Highland Spring, 60% popularity. In 15th place, 61% popularity, it's Tango. Now, let me just check the stats. In the Soft Drink World Cup, Tango didn't even get out of the group, losing out to Ribena and 7-Up. It did beat Vimto, so it didn't finish bottom of the group, but clearly done better in this poll than on the show that goes like this, World Cup. In 13th place, Tropicana, with 62% popularity. In 12th place, J2O, also with 62% popularity. In 11th place, slightly surprisingly, Del Monte Fruit Juice, with 63% popularity. Don't know about you, but I'm surprised. Okay, we'll do counting down the start of the top 10 after one more track, and a track that had multiple suggestions. When I make requests on social media, obviously people reply to those requests independently of each other, and sometimes you get the same thing suggested by numerous people. I kind of like it when that happens. We asked for beverage-related music, and our very own, well, two Phoenix FM presenters came up with this offering. Rob Harvey and Nigel Fitzmaurice. Rob Harvey on Straight After Me later. Also, Ellie from Beckles. Thanks to the three of you who want to hear Thin Lizzy's Whiskey in the Jar.
Thank you.
you swore that you loved me. Never would you leave me. But the devil take that woman, for you know she tricked me easy. But your ring, dumber, dumber, dumber.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Thin Lizzy's brilliant Whiskey in the Jar. See what I mean? Although you think there's going to be lots of songs about soft drinks, there aren't loads. We've got Khaleesi's Milkshake, we've had Blur Coffee and TV, and we've had House Martins, clearly relates to alcohol, with Happy Hour, and Thin Lizzy's Whiskey in the Jar. There's definitely more songs about alcoholic drinks, as we'll find in due course. Now, what about the top 10 of this YouGov poll? In 10th place, popular beverages in the UK, with 63% popularity, it's Lucozade in all its forms. Now, that used to just be fizzy orange one, didn't it? Now you've got all sorts. Cherry Lucozade, apple Lucozade, Lucozade Sport that's isotonic. All that gubbins. Anyway, in 9th place with 64% popularity, Pepsi. And then, just to keep that battle going, in 8th place with 66% popularity, Coca-Cola. Are you surprised that Pepsi and Coke are 8th and 9th in this poll? I'm surprised this is above both of them. In seventh place with 66% popularity, but slightly higher than Coke, it's Fanta. Now, let me check the stats, because I think Fanta did fairly well in the Soft Drink World Cup. I'm pretty sure it made it through to the knockout stages. Yes, it did even make it to the quarterfinals, I think, Fanta. Let me just carry on and find out. Yes, knocked out by Lilt in the quarterfinals. So maybe, yeah, that kind of makes sense. Seventh place on that list. In sixth, Yorkshire Tea. I'm surprised. Yes. And in fifth place on this poll, well, actually, no, I should stop at six, shouldn't I? And then we'll do the top five after the next one. Yes, after the next track. That makes far more sense. Otherwise, I'm getting my numbers mixed up. Right, well, there we go. So we're into the top 10. 10 Lucozade, 9 Pepsi, 8 Coca-Cola, 7 Fanta, and 6 the shock of Yorkshire Tea. Loads more coming on tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. Celebrity birthdays yet to come. The winner of the Soft Drink World Cup will be revealed in the next hour and 20 minutes. It's very, very exciting. I'm sure you will agree. Okay, time for a track now that was suggested on social media earlier by the legendary Ellie Miles. Thank you very much to you. Here's Oasis. Now you know what's coming. Very long track, this. I'm probably not going to play it for its full 7 minutes.
How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide, in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide, in a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova in the sky. Wake up the dawn and ask her why. Dream a dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eye. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide, in a champagne supernova.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Oasis classic, Champagne Supernova, suggested by Ellie Miles. Your track made it onto the airwaves. Well done. Thank you so much for your selection. Right. To continue with an interesting bit of trivia, what has been revealed by a YouGov poll to be the most popular beverage in the UK? Well, here we go. Top five. 7-Up in fifth place with 67% popularity. Now, that didn't even get out of the round of 16 in my soft drink World Cup. Oh, no. In fourth place, Robinson's. With 69% popularity. I guess that includes fruit shoots and the squashes you can buy in major supermarkets. In third place, kind of accept this, Ribena. 70% popularity. You may be surprised at the percentage popularity. Like I say, I'm not quite sure how that's calculated. The top two are both on 72%. But there's another figure I'm going to share with you, which is interesting in a moment. In second place, and this will be a surprise, most popular beverages in the UK. Second place, Schweppes. 72% popularity. And I guess that includes lemonade, but also tonic water. Yes, gin and tonic, see? There we go. Schweppes sneaks into second place. And in first place, yes, Coca-Cola's gone. Lucozade's gone. Ribena's gone. Nescafe's gone. I'm shocked. Most popular beverage in the UK right now. This poll was conducted in the autumn of 2021. PG Tips. I am literally shocked. Yeah, there you have it. PG Tips, according to this quite frankly unreliable poll, is the most popular beverage in the UK. But who will be the most popular on the show that goes like this, Soft Drink World Cup Final? At the moment, Cherry Coke still edged ahead of Dr. Pepper, but it could all change. If you're listening to this programme right now, get yourself on Facebook, find my profile. At the top of all my posts will be one with my avatar looking annoyed behind, or in front of some flames, saying the Soft Drink World Cup Final has gone to extra time. Comment below with your preference of Dr. Pepper or Cherry Coke. A few of you have done so far, and it's thanks to those comments that Cherry Coke is leading. If more people comment, it could all change. So get yourself onto Facebook, Ben Simmons profile. I will, as I'm speaking to you, make sure it is shared to my Ben Simmons radio page as well, so you can vote there too. But, you know, it's really getting to the nitty-gritty now. I was surprised that it went to extra time anyway, but we must have a resolution before I go off the air tonight. As we approach quarter to seven on this fabulous 16th of November, let's have some more music. Let's have some music chosen by legendary contributor to this programme, Rachel Woollett. Oh yes, you want music that relates to drinks? You can't get any better than Wham, can you? Is this some song about the jungle? Don't be ridiculous. It's the classic. Club Tropicana. Go on, boys. Don't remember that engine intro with all the sort of tweeting and chirruping, but here we go. Wham's Club Tropicana. Let's rock.
Stars, we're strange to take you by the hand and welcome you to Wonderland from India, Panama.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Club Tropicana. It's given me a weird thought procession. Is that the word? Thought procession. I want to say the word procession very bizarrely before I carry on. But anyway, thought pattern, thought, line of thought, train of thought. It's given me some interesting thoughts. Anyway, Wham's Club Tropicana. I remember many years ago when England played at a World Cup. It might have been Italy 90, could have been Euro 96, could have been France 98. Actually, it must have been France 98 because I remember Gareth Southgate was playing for England. And they had challenged themselves, the England players at the time, to get as many song titles into their interviews without the interviewer knowing as possible. And I remember the interviewer asking Gareth Southgate what the England team hotel was like. And he said, well, it's hardly Club Tropicana, but we're being treated very well. And I thought, that is great work. Obviously, I was younger at the time and maybe didn't appreciate it to its fullest extent, but as time's gone on, I'm impressed. And I thought of Gareth Southgate, and then I thought of how well England did the other night, 10-0 against San Marino. Yes, San Marino are the world's lowest-ranked football team in terms of national football, but, you know, they've never been beaten by double figures before, ever. In 189 matches, they've only won one out of 189, San Marino. It's not a great record. Even so, It's a good way to qualify for the World Cup and confirm your place, isn't it? Here's an interesting fact for you. England, World Cup, Russia 2018, fourth place. England, Nations League 2019, third place. England, Euro 2020, all right, played in 2021, second place. World Cup 2022, Qatar. So all I'm going to say, it would just complete the pattern, wouldn't it? It would make sense. Come on, it's coming home. You'll be sick of that next Christmas. It's weird to think of a Christmas World Cup, isn't it? It's going to happen. December World Cup 2022. Let's get used to it. Let's have another track. It's time for, thanks to Adam Ludwell, a bit of All Saints and some black coffee.
On the beach, walking, always silent, never talking, then you call my name, and I know inside I loved you. Sail away, I miss you more until you see the shore. There I will be waiting, anticipating.
Phoenix FM.
All Saints and Black Coffee. If you've just joined us, all the tracks you're going to hear for the rest of the show are related to drinks in some way or another, because it is the grand final of the Soft Drink World Cup that's been raging for weeks on the show that goes like this. It will be resolved tonight. And Cherry Coke is still ahead in extra time. Oh yes, it's going to be close, definitely. We already know it's close because it's gone to extra time. The actual poll finished as a draw. So yes, and all throughout tonight's show, we're looking at tracks related to drinks. We haven't done celebrity birthdays yet, have we? And I'm going to share some interesting facts with you about alcoholic drinks, maybe which you didn't know. I'm going to do one more track, though. Then we'll be into the second hour of the show for these alcoholic drink facts that I'm sure you're desperate to know and really, really looking forward to. Lovely to have you sharing your Tuesday evening with me. Hope it's treating you well so far. Don't go anywhere. Phoenix FM 98.0 if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not, or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Loads of great stuff coming up on this station. And right now, thanks to... who was this? I haven't credited anybody with it. I need to find out who it was. I think it may have been Siobhan Roxburgh again. I don't want to do a disservice to anyone else. If it was you, Siobhan, well done. If it wasn't you, Siobhan, well done to someone else. But drinking in LA is Brand Van 3000.
Hi, my name is Stereo Mike.
Yeah, we got three tickets to the Brand Van concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. But you can all in if you want to answer a couple of questions. Mainly, what is Todd's favorite cheese? Jackie just called up and said it was a form of rock for. Let's see about that.
Give us a ring, ding, ding. It's a beautiful day.
Todd, this is Liquid, ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. One little three Brand Van tickets, man. What do you think? Todd, there?
Slide,
yeah, mighty thirsty, right?
I woke up again this morning with the sun in my eyes. When Mike came over with a script surprise. A mafioso story with a twist. A two-wall fool, Joey Numa, here to get your ass out of bed. He said, I'll explain it on the way.
We did nothing, absolutely nothing that day. And I say, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at any city? I got the fever for the flavor, the pain that will be later. Still I need a fix.
Again, firing up the G-Funk, sipping on juice and gin. Just me and a friend, feeling kind of groovy, working on a movie.
Yeah, right.
But we did nothing, absolutely buckets that day. And I'll say, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26?
With my mind on my money and my money on mine.
Some men there wanted to hurt us. And other men said we weren't worth the fuss. You could see them all bitching by the bar about the fine line between the rich and the poor. Then Mike turned to me and said, what you think we got done, son? We found a conclusion.
So I asked you, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at
might be first ever.
Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and thank you for being here as well, 98.0 or phoenixfm.com. Good to have you along. It's an interesting evening. Who is going to be crowned? The show that goes like this, favourite soft drink. Will it be Dr. Pepper? Will it be Cherry Coke? That's down to you. Voting will close, I've decided, at 7:30. There will be, well, any votes cast after then may not count. So if you want to make sure your vote counts, you must vote before 7:30. How do you vote? If you've just joined us, you think, oh, quick, how do I vote? You've got to go to my Facebook profile, Ben Simmons on Facebook, shared also to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, and comment below a particular post. It will be near the top of the profile or the page. You will see it. You must comment for your vote to count. Everything depends on you in the next half hour. Okay, get those votes in. Cherry Coke has edged ahead at the moment. Will that stay that way before the voting closes? Like I say, over to you, lovely leg-end listeners. Now, I said I would share some interesting facts about alcoholic drinks with you, and I'm absolutely going to. So get ready for these. Did you know no alcoholic beverage can be over 190% proof or 95% alcohol? At a higher proof, the beverage self-dilutes by drawing moisture from the air. Not that you particularly enjoy drinking something that was 95% alcohol. Pure alcohol doesn't taste very nice. I did have absinthe once on my stag do. I'm guessing that was probably about 65-70% proof. I didn't do so well after that. Anyway, also more facts about alcoholic drinks. Hundreds of years ago, recipes for beer had such ingredients as honey, sugar, bay leaves, poppy seeds, mushrooms, butter, and breadcrumbs. Can you imagine? Just going to have those breaded mushrooms in my beer. That would be weird, wouldn't it? The amount of pure alcohol in a typical glass of beer, glass of wine, or shot of spirits is the same. That's interesting. Here's another interesting one. White wine can be made from red grapes. There's a shocker. And if you're particularly partial to a tequila, did you know, famously, it's rumoured there's a worm in the bottle of a tequila. There is no worm in tequila. The worm is in mezcal, and it's not a worm, but a butterfly caterpillar. All those tequila drinkers are utterly shocked right now, and to help you out and to make it up to you, thanks to Pratik Barman, who requested it, time for the champs. Get those worms ready. Well, there's no worms. Don't get your worms ready. There's something I never expected to say this evening. Here are the champs. We'll be right back.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Time for some more interesting facts about alcohol. The foot treading of grapes is still used in making small amounts of some expensive port wines. You may think that practice was over now with severe industrialisation and factories, but no, it still happens. All spirits, unlike beer and wine, are completely colourless when first made. Their colour comes from ageing in oak barrels. All spirits are colourless when first made. Guess how many grapes it takes to make one bottle of wine. Will you be surprised? How many grapes? How many grapes? Have a think. Come on, what are you thinking? 600, apparently. It takes about 600 grapes to make one bottle of wine. Kind of, yeah, seems okay to me, that stat. What about this? Here's a shocker. About 20% of all wine consumed in the world is sake. It's not me being sarcastic, it's the Japanese wine sake. 20% of all wine consumed in the world is sake. Well, there we go. There's another shocker for you on the show that goes like this. Time for some more music, courtesy of Stuart James, Paul Milton and Dave Benson Phillips. Two of them have never been a children's TV presenter getting gunged. Dave Benson Phillips has, though. They all requested the same song, Time to Celebrate Wine, with UB40.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
UB40's classic Red Red Wine. I was shocked to find out a few months back it wasn't the original. Of course, Neil Diamond. did that originally, and you can listen back to my special on tracks that you're surprised aren't originals by going to my blog page on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com, and then go to the schedule Tuesday evening, click on the name, the show that goes like this. It will take you to my blog, and all previous episodes are available there. This very episode will be available from tomorrow morning by finding it in the same way. So, more facts about alcohol. 600 grapes to make a bottle of wine. There was a shocker. 20% of all wine consumed in the world is sake. What about this? Every bottle of champagne has an estimated how many bubbles? Have a guess. How many bubbles in one bottle of champagne? More than 600. Considerably more than 600. More than 6,000. More than 60,000. More than 600,000. More than 6 million. 49 million bubbles in a bottle of champagne, estimated. I don't think anyone's ever counted. It can take 40 years for vintage port to reach full maturity. There we go, 40 years. Got to be patient, haven't you? Here's another one. All 13 of the minerals needed for human health and life can be found in alcoholic beverages. Now that seems bizarre to me, but it's true. And listen to this, a couple of facts to reassure you if you like the odd tipple. Abstaining from alcohol greatly raises the chances that people will suffer heart disease. Alcohol does not destroy brain cells. In fact, the moderate consumption of alcohol is associated with better cognitive functioning over time. People who drink in moderation tend to be healthier and live longer than those who either abstain or abuse alcohol. As with many things in life, do it in balance and then you're okay. Do it to excess, not okay. Don't do it at all, not okay. Seems a bit bizarre with alcohol, but yeah. Apparently if you do it a little bit, it's better than not doing it at all. Right, I'm off to find some alcohol. Let's have another track. Here is what I could be by the end of the show. Divine Comedy, thanks to Phil Lunn. Gin-soaked boy.
I'm the darkness in the light. I'm the leftness in the right. I'm the rightness in the wrong. I'm the shortness in the long. I'm the goodness in the bad. I'm the saneness in the mad. I'm the sadness in the joy. I'm the gin in the gin-soaked boy. The gin-soaked boy. Ba 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 la da. 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 Ba 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 ba. I'm the ghost in the machine. I'm the genius in the gene. I'm the beauty in the beast. I'm the sunset in the east. I'm the ruby in the dust. I'm the trust in the mistrust. I'm the Trojan horse in Troy. I'm the gin in the gin-soaked boy. The gin-soaked boy. Ba 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 la la. 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 Ba 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 ba. I'm the tiger's empty cage. Mystery's final page. I'm the stranger's lonely glance.
FM.
There's a lyric you probably didn't expect unless you knew that song. I love that. Gin-soaked boy, Divine Comedy. Great stuff. Well, somehow it's already gone 7:15 tonight, which means you've got little over 13 and a half minutes left to vote in the extra time segment of the Soft Drink World Cup. Yes, the original Twitter poll was a hard-fought draw somehow. And then other votes are trickling in on this Facebook post now that can decide the victor of the Soft Drink World Cup. It's not too late to vote, but it will be over at 7:30 this evening. So get your voting done on that post as requested. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook and my personal Ben Simmons page as well. Right, now, what I haven't done this evening as of yet, but I'm going to rectify it right now, is celebrity birthdays. 16th of November, who is celebrating today? Ex-footballer Paul Scholes is 47 today. Ex-boxer Frank Bruno is 60 today. Current Red Bull team principal Christian Horner is 48 today. TV presenter Vicky Patterson is 34 today. Actor Mark Benton is 56 today. Musician Big Nasty is 36 today. And actor and comedian Griff Rhys-Jones is 68 today. And if you're celebrating your birthday, a very happy birthday to you. Hope you have a wonderful evening. Hope you've had a fabulous day so far. And it only gets better up until midnight, at which point everything gets terrible. No, hope you have a lovely day and many lovely days to come as well. Right, we'll get some more music on. Loads of great tracks to squeeze in before we leave you tonight. And some more interesting facts about beverages. That is what you've got to look forward to. And finally, after so many weeks and months, the actual result of the Soft Drink World Cup on the show that goes like this. Well, time for a track suggested by Mark Straker up in the northwest of England. Thank you very much to you, sir. We're now going to hear Dr. Feelgood with Milk and Alcohol. Don't mix them together, it'll often curdle.
at night. Never saw a red light. Signs were screaming all around. I pulled on over and I shut her down. The black cop gave me a shot with his gun. Set up against the wall, don't make a run. They got me on the again.
Phoenix FM.
Dr. Feelgood's Milk and Alcohol. Okay, time for some more interesting beverage-related facts. You always learn something by tuning in to the show that goes like this, don't you? Now, it is estimated that humans have consumed dairy products from cows, sheep and goats for at least 10,000 years. Archaeological evidence from as far back as the Neolithic Revolution in 8000 BC points to the use of milk in Europe, the Middle East, Africa and Asia. Also, squeezing fruit to drink the liquid inside is something that humans have done for thousands of years as well. Probably no other type of juice is as popular as orange juice. Orange juice, clearly the most popular juice drink. Beer was the first alcoholic beverage known to civilization. So, yes, the first product humans made from grain and water was beer before they learned to make bread. Well, I'm glad we've invented both of those things, but there we go. Equally, the history of wine spans thousands of years and is closely intertwined with the history of agriculture, cuisine, civilization, and humanity itself. Archaeological evidence suggests the earliest wine production came from sites in Armenia, Georgia, and Iran, dating back to 8000 BC to 5000 BC. Quite a while back then, alcohol has been important in human history, I think it's fair to say. Likewise as consuming dairy products, likewise as consuming juice. More interesting beverage-related facts coming shortly, but before that, a track about loads of beverages. Just don't have them all at once. Thanks to Phil Whelan, who suggested it. It's time for Chumbawamba's classic.
This in the love.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping. Now then, some more facts about some beverages then. Well, if you're desperate to vote, you've got about 2.5 minutes left to vote in the extra time period of the Soft Drink World Cup. I've said it enough times, I'm not going to keep saying it. Voting closes at 7:30. It will be all over very shortly. Now then, get this. According to Chinese legend, the history of tea began in 2737 BC. When the Emperor Shen Nong, a skilled ruler and scientist, accidentally discovered tea. While boiling water in the garden, a leaf from an overhanging wild tea tree drifted into his pot. The Emperor enjoyed drinking the infused water so much that he was compelled to research the plant further. Legend has it that the Emperor discovered tea's medicinal properties during his research. There we go, some interesting things about the origins of tea, 2737 BC. There are several legendary accounts of the origin of coffee. The most famous legend involves a 9th century Ethiopian goat herder, Kaldi, who, noticing the energising effects when his flock nibbled on the bright red berries of a certain bush, chewed on the fruit himself. His exhilaration prompted him to bring the berries to a monk in a nearby monastery. But the monk disapproved of their use and threw them into the fire, from which an enticing aroma billowed, causing other monks to come and investigate. The roasted beans were quickly raked from the embers, ground up and dissolved in hot water, yielding the world's first cup of coffee. The earliest credible evidence of either coffee drinking or knowledge of the coffee tree appears in the late 15th century. So, you know, official records show tea beginning back in 2737 BC, and there's no official coffee records until the late 15th century, which means tea is 4,000 years older than coffee. Is it better, though? That is for another time, clearly. Now, thanks to Lee Bright, who was very creative with this one, it's time to listen to Mariah Carey. How is that related to soft drinks? Well, she sang about a fantasy. Well done, sir. Lovely work.
Phoenix FM.
Mariah and Fantasy, courtesy of Lee Bright. Well, after so many weeks, months, hours, minutes and seconds of heartache, it has happened. The Soft Drink World Cup has concluded. It included the likes of Lilt, regular Coca-Cola, Iron Brew, Red Bull, Tizer, Sprite, Cream Soda, Pepsi Max, Oasis, Apple Tizer, Fanta, Ribena, 7-Up, Vimto, Tango, Lucozade, Monster, J2O, Rubicon Mango, Tab Clear, Orangina, Purdy's, Capri Sun, Lipton's Iced Tea, Fentimans Cola, Yazoo, Robinson's Fruit Shoots, Quattro, Innocent Smoothies, Coke Zero. Those were all in the Soft Drink World Cup, the original 32 soft drinks that had to be whittled down. We got to the final, Dr. Pepper versus Cherry Coke. It was a draw at the end of normal time on Twitter. We've migrated across to Facebook, and I can reveal the winner of the Soft Drink World Cup on the show that goes like this. It's Cherry Coke! Everyone involved with the production of Cherry Coke is celebrating wildly right now. They've been waiting with bated breath, glued to this station. Their ears haven't left the vicinity of some kind of radio blasting out Phoenix FM tonight. And now they can rest knowing their work is done. Cherry Coke has proven victorious over Dr. Pepper. Yes, two very similar drinks made it through to the final, and we can reveal on this programme that, yes, the nation's favourite chocolate bar is a Dairy Milk Caramel, but the nation's favourite soft drink is Cherry Coke. If you disagree, it's happened now, there's nothing you can do about it, it's tough. We've got to deal with it and move on as best we can. There we go, congratulations to Cherry Coke winning the final after extra time. Commiserations to Dr. Pepper, an extremely valiant effort. And I couldn't choose between them. If I had to decide one of those to purchase in a shop, it would be extremely tough for me. Oh, yes. So, Cherry Coke is the nation's favourite soft drink. I'm already wondering in my head what kind of World Cup of something edible or drinkable should be done next on the show that goes like this. Probably wait until the new year now, but we could go crisps, we could go pizza toppings. I don't know, just off the top of my head. We could go away from foodstuffs and drinks, go on to something like clothes. Oh, I don't know, the list is virtually endless, although it will end at some point. Right, let's have some more music. Let's have this song that was requested by many. I'll have to check who requested it. I'll tell you after I play it. It's time for the Pina Colada song. That's in brackets. It's literally called Escape.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña colada, getting caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape. My lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper to
took out a personal ad. And though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food. I am into champagne. I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon and cut through all this red tape. She walked in the place. I knew a smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. And the taste of champagne. If you like making love at midnight in the dunes of the Cape, you're the lady I've looked for. Come with me and escape.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It was Mark Straker and Rachel Woollett that requested Rupert Holmes and Escape, known to many as the Pina Colada song. But thank you to both of you for your fabulous suggestions, and thanks for tuning in tonight as well. It's been marvellous. We've still got a few tracks to squeeze in, though. And always hilarious, Rachel Woollett has messaged in and said, isn't Dr. Pepper the one that tastes like the smell of hospitals? I've replied, no, it tastes like Dr. Pepper, but clearly Rachel has her own ideas. But thanks. Thanks for getting in touch. Thanks for taking part in tonight's show in some way or another. A few interesting facts to still share with you about beverages commonly drunk. The word vodka is derived from the Slavic word voda, meaning water. Then the K was added and it became vodka. The first record of the production of vodka comes from 9th century Russia, and the first distillery was mentioned in the Russian newspaper Vyatka Chronicle 2 centuries later in 1174. So vodka's been around a while. The word whisky comes from the Gaelic whisca, a shortened version of whisca beata, meaning water of life. It's funny, isn't it, that vodka initially meant water and whiskey initially meant water of life. Interesting. Also known as aqua vitae in Latin, whiskey was originally used as a medicine, both as an internal anaesthetic and as an external antibiotic. There we go. Distilling techniques were brought to Ireland and Scotland sometime between 1100 and 1300 by monks. So whiskey and vodka originated probably around about the same time. Both their original meanings have something to do with water. Not quite the same properties as water, though. Right, moving on, time for another track. And this I'm going to play in dedication to someone I heard has recently been admitted to hospital. And we're all thinking of you, everyone on the show that goes like this, to the lovely Helen Farrell, who's been taken ill recently. We're wishing you a very speedy recovery, and I hope you're doing well. And she is a fabulous vocalist, Helen Farrell, so we're going to play a track from another fabulous vocalist, a kindred spirit, so to speak. This is Sia and Chandelier. Get well soon, Helen. Lots of love to Andy as well from all of us here on Phoenix FM. Slightly bizarre start to the track, but it will kick in, I promise you. Stick with it.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the
time call, phone's blowing up. Ring on my doorbell, I feel the love, feel the love.
Right, gonna go a bit faster, try and squeeze a couple more tracks in if I can, plus some facts about soft drinks now. Some of the most popular beverages in the world are soft drinks. The first marketed soft drinks appeared in the 17th century and were made from water and lemon juice sweetened with honey. The first carbonated soft drinks appeared in the late 18th century. Today, over 34 billion gallons of soft drinks are sold in over 200 countries each year. Interesting that the first ones were basically sort of lemonade. Still popular today. Right, here's Underworld with Born Slippy.
Angel boy in the doorway, boys.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Underworld's brilliant Born Slippy. Can't hear that without thinking about Train Spotting. Anyway, enough talk of movies that consider some quite hard-hitting material. Let's get back to soft drinks. And particularly, well, Cherry Coke has won the Soft Drink World Cup. Coca-Cola is the most popular and biggest selling soft drink in history, as one of the most recognisable brands in the world. It was originally intended as a medicine, was invented in 1886 by John Pemberton, was patented in 1887, registered as a trademark in 1893, and by 1895 was sold in every state and territory in the US, and is now sold pretty much everywhere across the world. Incredibly popular, as borne out by Cherry Coke winning the Soft Drink World Cup, I think it's fair to say. Right, one more track to squeeze in, then we got to sum up the show, and then we got to have a song that plays us out that's appropriate. Here, thinking about soft drinks, it's Lizzo. She doesn't like alcoholic beverages, she just wants a juice. It's as simple as that.
Gotta be looking like Brad Goo. Lit up like a crystal ball. That's cool, baby. So is you. That's how I roll. If I'm shining, everybody wanna shine. Yeah, I'm gold. I was born like this. Don't even gotta try. Now you know. I like shouting, they get better over time. Now you know. They just say I'm not the baddest trick you like. Don't even gotta try.
Now you know.
I like shouting, nigga, better over time.
Now you know.
Heard you say I'm not the baddest kid.
Phoenix FM.
That was Lizzo and Juice. Just time, as ever, to very quickly ask Rihanna what she's thought of tonight's show.
That was quite a show. Very entertaining. But it's over now.
But it's over now.
Go on and take the bow.
Thanks, Rihanna. Very nice of you, as ever. Well, it's been another great episode of the show that goes like this. Thanks for sharing your Tuesday evening with me tonight. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM and PhoenixFM.com. Rob Harvey coming up next after the news with Synth City. So we need a track to play us out and to help Cherry Coke celebrate its win in the Soft Drink World Cup tonight. What's appropriate? Not too many songs with Cherry in the title, but here's Eagle Eye Cherry's Save Tonight. Bye for now.
Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come.